This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Yes, I know it's almost March, but the gears of retail capitalism grind slowly, you know, which is why we are still getting updates on the holiday season. One thing we're learning amid a slew of corporate profit reports coming out the past couple of days is that parents just aren't buying their kids as many toys as they used to. Walmart reported earnings yesterday, toy sales disappointed. Target said the same thing just the other day. And big picture, the market research firm MPD Group says toy sales were off 4% last year. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra looks at that slowdown.
There's something torturing Andrew Fleischman. It's a green talking dinosaur, a toy that a family friend gave to his 4-year-old daughter, Jane. You feed it these little plastic discs in the shape of food. It likes to turn on for no apparent reason at 2 a.m.
And it demands to be fed. It says, "Can you feed me?" It's not enough to just put something in the dinosaur. It's like a specific food. It's got to be like the apple.
Fleischman and his wife, Julia, live in a small 2-bedroom house in Atlanta with their 6-month-old son, Colin, and Jane.
And we're constantly begging friends and relatives not to buy our toys.
I put a call out on Twitter today asking parents about their toy buying habits. Dozens of you responded, thanks by the way, and said you're buying fewer toys or none at all. You're tired of the clutter. You'd rather your kids have experiences, or you're worried about the environment. So those are some reasons toy sales are down. There are others, too. Walmart CEO pointed out that there was no must-have toy this past holiday season. James Zahn is senior editor at the Toy Insider.
We haven't had in the last few years, actually, a hot toy that transcends all, that every boy and girl has to have.
You know, the Hatchimal or Tickle Me Elmo. And Steve Passerb, CEO of the Toy Association, says retailers rely on that hot toy to drive overall sales.
That gets people into stores, into the toy aisle, where they discover other things. So in years where you don't have that, it really does make a difference.
Walmart CEO also said the most popular toys this year were cheap. So that hurt the sales numbers, too. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.